From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At a news conference today, NASA proudly announced mission accomplished for one of the two rovers exploring the surface of Mars. The rovers were sent to find evidence of liquid water on the red planet. The rover called Opportunity has found it in a place called Meridiani Planum. But NPR's Joe Palca reports that with all things scientific, one finding leads to many more questions.
Geologists love outcrops of bedrock. While other rocks can be thrown up by volcanoes or deposited by floods, bedrock is connected to the planet that formed it. Cornell University geologist Steve Squires is the principal investigator for the Mars rover missions.
Ever since Opportunity touched down on Meridiani Planum the night of January 24th, and we first opened our eyes and took a look around, and we saw this marvelous outcrop of layered bedrock, literally right in front of us, we've been trying to puzzle out what this outcrop has been trying to tell us.
Squire says now he and his colleagues believe that what the outcrop is telling them is that water once flowed at Meridiani Planum. Squire says there are several lines of evidence.
The first one has to do with these little spherical objects, a few millimeters in size. We've been calling them spherules. Actually, within the team, we've nicknamed them blueberries, because if you look at them, they, like blueberries in a muffin, are embedded in this rock and weathering out of it. They're little, tough, round things inside the rock.
Squire says at first they thought the spherules might be molten rock that cooled in droplets, but now they think they're something called concretions.
Concretions form when there's liquid water in a rock, it's got stuff dissolved in it, and then it begins to precipitate out. It begins to solidify from solution, and as it does so, it grows to make a small spherical object.
Another line of evidence for water is the texture of the rocks in the outcrop. There are tiny gaps in the rock that scientists believe were once filled with crystals that dissolved away, and water probably did the dissolving. Yet another line of evidence is the high concentration of salt in the rock. Benton Clark is another geologist on the rover science team.
The salt that we think is probably most prevalent would be magnesium sulfate, MgSO4. You can buy it in your drugstore. It's known as Epsom salts. The only difference is that the Epsom salts has a lot of water in it, and we think it's more dehydrated on Mars, and in that case it's called kieserite.
Clark says as much as 40% of the rock outcrop at Meridiani is made of this kieserite and another sulfate mineral called jarosite.
This is an astounding amount of salt. The only way you can form such large concentrations of salt on Earth normally is to dissolve it in water and have the water evaporate.
Now, there are still a lot of questions about the water story at Meridiani Planum. Jim Garvin is lead Mars scientist at NASA headquarters in Washington.
How extensive is this outcropping material? Are there other examples of it on Mars? Is Meridiani the one place where we have this window into that record book of Mars where it tells us about this maybe ancient groundwater environment?
It's also not clear how long the water was there, it's certainly not there today, or whether it was a pool of water or water flowing through rocks. But Garvin says it's likely the water, when it was there, was at a temperature that could sustain life.
One of the things we can now say with this first finding from the Mars Exploration Rover Opportunity is now we finally have one example of stuff we really want to bring home here to Earth.
Most scientists believe only by bringing samples back to laboratories on Earth will they be able to say for sure whether life once existed on Mars. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
And you can see the latest images from the Mars rover Opportunity at our website, npr.org.